This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can pick pretty much any financial measurement you like. Campaign fundraising, outside political money, television ad dollars. And as we sit here 5 days out from a midterm election, we are blowing through spending records in every direction. All told, by the time the votes are counted, the final tally is expected to top $5 billion. But here's the thing. Even with time running short and billions already spent, candidates are still sitting on huge piles of cash, and they are facing some hard decisions on how to spend it or maybe not spend it. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Madison County held its 12th annual Trick or Trunk Festival last night in central Virginia. Kids and parents were lined up early to collect candy from the cars and booths ringing the high school's parking lot, including one booth where live goats were dressed up as Peanuts characters.
You can paddle.
Trick or Trunk is about the candy, but it's also a good PR opportunity for local businesses, civic groups, and, of course, political candidates.
There you go. You just trick or treat? There you go. Awesome. There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Denver, by the way.
I'm voting for
Denver
you.
Denver Riggleman is a Republican in a very tight race for an open house seat in this mostly rural district that includes the city of Charlottesville. He's handing out candy from the back of a pickup truck decorated with campaign signs and hay bales.
This is how I do it, man. I got vote for Denver rappers and all these pieces of candy. That's how you gotta be creative.
Riggleman's joking about the custom candy wrappers, but his campaign probably could have afforded them. Lots of candidates are headed into the final stretch with a record amount of cash on hand. Republican strategist Chris Jankowski says they're going to need it.
Well, the week before the election, you want to be at your maximum spend level to reach the voters who may just be tuning in at the last minute.
As if they could tune out, Tim Duggins, a local pastor, says he's being bombarded nonstop. Billboards, signs, phone calls, and forget TV.
It just feels like, you know, every commercial break or every pause, or it's that more than buying sponges from Mr. Clean.
A lot of those TV ads are for Democratic congressional candidate Leslie Coburn, who's challenging Riggleman.
I care deeply about the land, and I care deeply about bringing better government to this district.
Coburn is trying to flip a district that last elected a Republican by a wide margin. She's raised and spent more than $2 million, twice as much as Riggleman. And with the race so close, both candidates have to make some tough spending decisions. Molly Allen is a Democratic consultant and fundraiser.
They don't want to be left with any money on the table, because if they end up losing, they've got money in the bank. You know, what else could they have spent it on in order to turn out the vote?
She says at the same time, candidates don't want to take on debt and win by a big margin, or worse, take on debt and lose.
It's all a gamble that the campaign manager, the consultants, and the candidate all have to make together and understand the risk that they're taking.
Riggleman thinks his team has done the right math for the final week.
Right now, I think we're within about $50,000 of being sort of hitting the nail on the head.
But sort of leaves a lot of room for error. Republican strategist Jankowski has seen many campaigns miss the mark over the years and says some candidates, especially a few GOP incumbents, are underspending this cycle.
You're going to see some surprise upsets. They're probably not spending enough money right now, but they don't know it, and they won't know it until around 9 o'clock on election night.
There's a lot we won't know until 9 o'clock on election night. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.